What's happening, people? You're tuning into Music and Motivation with Chris Davis. This is episode number 163, and I got a super, super special guest for y'all today. Coming straight from Poland, Warsaw area, I got my man Octay Draws sitting here with me today. And to start us off, I want y'all to listen to his latest single that's out now on all platforms. You can check it out. I'm listening to it on YouTube, but you can check it on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to music, man. Go check out Octay Draws, and this is Poem to My Teacher. Maybe. Hold on. There we go. Hey, hey. Whoa, whoa. Hey, whoa. Next, I know you've been around before with me. I know you're the best, couldn't see no less. You know I chill, no good a mess. I know you free, put down the things. I know you me, but this is trash. In our dream, no world to splash. We crashed out playing inside the park. We knew we friends, but where is spark? And what we had, but this is lost. Don't know the plan, and now I'm fucked. Hell of a night, oh hell of a night. I did everything here to excite. With my hair full, no, please don't cry. Please don't cry. We crash inside a plane, turn to enemies. Don't wanna show it, so make the cheese. Don't wanna grow with you at least. Everything pops, middleman and niche. Dying inside, no music, no plan. Didn't know the life before I began. Don't know my stuff makes people numb. Didn't know you could run when you know it's dumb. Don't know the place, the wonderland. They wanna help, so they will cram. It never ends till they understand. They wanna help, but get no chance. Dying inside, oh, I'm dying inside. Don't wanna help, wanna write it twice. Don't wanna help, don't wanna prize. Don't wanna fight, wanna win the prize. Wanna change the way, wanna lay on earth. Wanna be on top, away from her. And I'm dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. I'm droning. Wanna change the way, wanna lay on earth. Wanna be on top, away from her. And I'm dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. I'm droning. It's the poem to my teacher. I'm saying sorry if I preached her. Ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa. It's a poem to my teacher.
Yeah,
say sorry for preacher. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, yeah. Bro, that was phenomenal. That was absolutely phenomenal.
That was it.
Bro, so catchy too, man. Hot fire, as I would like to say. Shout out to you, man. I like that newest single.
Nice to see you finally.
Nice to see you too, man. You're looking good today on a Wednesday? Bro, so I went and I had to do a little bit of research on you too. I got to tell you, I like all the music I listen to, okay? Poem for My Teacher's probably my favorite, but I'm going to be real with you. I also liked Happiness. Happiness was... Super.
That's
cool.
One of the first songs.
Yeah. So
that may be my second or third song that I released on YouTube.
That's awesome, dude. And
I'm glad you liked it.
Oh my goodness. Hold on, let me blow
it. It has this
too, so
smooth, very calm vibe. Even like it's a little bit even apart from rap. Like it's more like you're speaking. More than like rap spitting something, you're speaking.
Right. Completely different feel than that last one too. And I like how you change the feel up throughout that poem to my teacher. Like how the I'm so terrible about talking about rap, but the cadence of it changes.
Oh throughout. Yes.
And that's
it's
pretty
more cool. Like singing.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, man. You told me that you're from Warsaw, Poland now, but that you didn't start out there. That you're from, I'm just going to mess up, Azerbaijan?
Yes, Azerbaijan. Exactly. Do you know this place?
No. I'm very. I'm like under a rock most of the time. So.
I'll tell you. Like, it's somewhere near Russia and Turkey.
Okay.
Like somewhere in between there.
I'm following you. Totally. So, tell me a little bit about your story, about how you got to Poland from Azerbaijan.
So, I'm actually from Azerbaijan, and, like, I'm, like, Azerbaijani, as you can say. Like, I studied school there. I spent all of my childhood there in one city. It's called Baku. So yeah, at 17 years old, I decided that like it's better to continue like my career, my life. I would feel better in a different place, not in like, but I would better feel in Europe. So that's why I decided to take my studies. Wait, I guess. Do you hear me well?
Yeah, I still hear you, buddy. You froze though. And I'll say, it's not the worst look ever. I'll say that. But if we need to... Can you still hear me, buddy? Oh, no. Oh, no, we lost him. We lost Octa. I'm going to pause real quick until we get him back, guys. We'll be right back in just a second. Hey,
yeah.
We're not paused anymore, guys. We're back. But one thing about being a musician that I wanted to say to you is that... We always, no matter what instrument, no matter what genre, part of your job as a musician is to be a troubleshooter, which is what we just did, you know, figuring out problems on the go anytime. Any show I've done, there have been troubleshooting problems, right?
They arise everywhere.
Yeah.
Even in daily life and podcasts, it's just life and like you can see it. Otherwise, they appear everywhere.
But you were telling us about your transition from Baku to getting to Warsaw, okay? And you were saying that you thought your career might go better if you moved to a place where you weren't as familiar. You weren't known, and you had to make yourself known. Is that kind of what I'm following?
Yes, exactly. Like, I tried to find the place where I'd feel at the same time uncomfortable, but at the same time, like, it would be a nice place to start off and like progress.
Yeah, totally.
Because I thought, like in Azerbaijan, there would be some level where I would need, like, to go higher. And you wouldn't be able to. Poland.
Mm-hmm.
I went to study here, and now I study bachelor's. I'm actually finishing my bachelor's, next semester, February, I will be like graduated. I study architecture. It's an interesting field. It's just not like full for me. Like I kind of cannot dedicate myself 100% to this field because I chose a different field. So yeah, like I actually want to be an artist first, like to study arts. First of all, but I was afraid that it will not go well, and like my parents also were kind of afraid that like I won't find a job.
Yeah.
So I compromised a little bit and chose architecture instead.
So you're still designing, so you're still messing with art, but hopefully more of a stable career field, right? I understand.
Yes, exactly.
When I originally went to college, I started off as a history major. I figured I could be a history teacher and have pretty good job security. Mm. I always played in bands, though. First and foremost, I'm a guitar player, but I play piano, I play saxophone, I sing, I do all sorts of stuff, buddy. I am a sound engineer too, but. I decided I'd been playing guitar and in bands specifically way before I went to college and kept it going. So while I was at college and being a history major, I was still in a band, still doing crazy stuff and still playing shows. And there was one show, and I remember the moment exactly. I said to myself, you're not going to be happy unless you're playing music, dude. And everybody, again... Your peers, your family, don't necessarily want you to go after music. They're supportive. Don't mind me.
Of course.
I want to say my family is very supportive, but they also wanted to be supportive in making sure I had money in the future, right?
They are afraid of you.
Of the potential of failure, right? But that's what's up to us to not fail. You know what I mean? And pushes us that much harder. So I decided that I'd instead change my major from history to sound engineering. And when I went to sound engineering, I started learning different skill sets to get myself into any angle of the music industry I could. I was a DJ for a while. I DJed weddings and events and all sorts of crazy stuff. I was a sound engineer at like a recording studio for about a year, and that was pretty cool. But also very... That seems like the job every engineer would want, right? Being at a recording studio, being professionals, feeling legit like that. The hours are super, super legit like that. The hours are super, super ridiculous. So if you're trying to have a wife and a home life too, not possible.
Yeah. Okay?
Also, you get put in some pretty sticky situations between guns and drugs and crazy stuff that you don't want to be around. I'm a pretty normal guy. I don't like any of that stuff too much, you know. I don't live that fast. It wasn't the place for me. So I also, now I'm a music teacher. I do the podcast.
That's cool.
I have two podcasts of my own, and I still have two bands that play. One is called, if anybody's interested, The Forgiving Tree. And then all of my beats and self-produced jazz hop is under Chris Hippie Davis, if anybody's interested. Enough about me. Yeah, enough about me. I'm here to talk about you, Octay, man. And I'm so glad. I want everybody to know that Octay reached out to me to come on because he's found the podcast and thought it was legit and wanted to be a part of it. So, like, so grateful for you, man. That's always been my mantra on each podcast is, hey, if you hear the podcast and you're a musician and want to promote yourself, come on, dude. You know what I mean? So tell me, how long have you been rapping?
I rap since sixth grade. Like, I even performed at school. Like, we had this competition. Like, Lithuanian people came to our school to watch, like, what our students do, the pupils do. And, like, I sang there the song. But first, I heard a rap song. It's called, like, Lil Wayne's Mirror. Like, my friend showed this song to me. And it was a total new field. Like, before, I was listening to this Disney stuff and Nickelodeon, like, this childish stuff. Like, I was in the sixth grade, just, like, 12, 13 years old. So, yeah, he showed this song to me, and I really liked that. And slowly, I started getting into it. And as soon as I started listening, actually, I started, like, writing down the lyrics and... I started changing the lyrics of the already existing songs.
Yeah.
So slowly and slowly, like, it went to the point where I started writing, like, my own songs. And, like, at 14 years old, I was totally writing my own songs. Like,
that's
stuff.
So cool, dude. That is so cool. What was the first song that you heard? What was the first rap song you heard?
Mirror. Like,
Mirror by Lil Wayne?
Like, here we are again. Did you hear the song? Like,
no, I have. And no, it's so cool that somebody on the other side of the ocean has heard that song too, man. Oh no, you froze on me again. We are doing this across the ocean, so we might have a few more freezes. At least it froze and you look super good. Hey, you're back. You're not frozen anymore. Good job.
Yes. I don't know, like, what's wrong with this stuff. I just sometimes, like, lose you for a while, and then it comes back. I don't know. Maybe it's because of my internet.
Your internet looks good. My internet looks good. You got to remember that we're doing this across the ocean, brother.
So. Hey, Chris, yes. Maybe let me switch to another Wi-Fi I have. Maybe it will be, like, easier.
Okay, let me pause it real quick. Pause. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, we're back. Doing it across the ocean. There's going to be some Wi-Fi issues here and there, but grateful to have you here. No, all the same, you know what I mean? So tell me, let's see, who were some of the first artists that really inspired you?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne,
I told you about this Mirror song. He inspired me a lot, and the thing with him is that, like, he's very versatile. Like, he even did a rock album.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard of it, like, but he did a rock album once, he's not like the perfect singer, you cannot say so, but at least he was trying like himself, and he was not like bonding himself with the frames, like he tried to think it different,
right? And that was pretty much what has made Lil Wayne stand out from the guys that came before him and changed the game after it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
like
the...
even his look now is different. Like he's not tall. Like he had this long dreads, and like his singing style, it's all different.
So Lil Wayne's one of those big inspirations. Who are you listening to these days?
I try to like not to listen to only rap, because
totally.
I feel like it can frame you a lot. Like if you listen to only one genre, it's kind of like it feels like you're looking only in one point. You're not looking like around.
Exactly.
So recently I started digging into Radiohead a lot. Like they have a really very smart style, and it makes you think. Like it doesn't make you like want to dance. It just makes you think a lot. Then Nirvana, like they're very popular. It's kind of like mainstream even, but I still like them. So yeah, a lot of rappers like Aminé, he's new, like Kanye, Pusha T is cool. Like I don't know if you heard this, Pusha T almost tried, like it's one of his recent albums. Then Chance the Rapper, Kanye West for sure.
Oh God, yeah.
Strange guy, but like very creative.
Strange guy, super creative and ahead of his time too, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like he also tries to do it different
every time, right?
Always, yes,
that.
Exactly. With every album, he tries to like to
go a different direction than he already was at. Yeah, 100%. I'm a huge fan of like his original beat stuff, like his 90s work. So, but Chance the Rapper, huge. You've named all American artists for the most part. Maybe one or two that I didn't catch. But anybody in the European circle that like really stands out to you that some of our American viewers can look into? Obviously, I want all of you to go listen to Octay Draws, because currently my favorite European rapper of any sort. Okay, but
thank you.
Go ahead, and anybody you'd say.
I'll tell you, I listen to some like of Russian like rapping guys. I can name two of them, which are really, really strong, like, and technical and very unique. First one is Husky. He is like really alternative kind of guy. Like he always does this like weird stuff. He even like has not this like kind of religion, but some kind of like strange belief. Like in his own town, in his own neighborhood, they had like some kind of a pastor, but not a Christian. So like he preached like different things.
Yeah.
He's into this, but he does rap and he does singing and he does all of that in a like very weird way. Like he can like not bark, but like he speaks like
yeah, he's got his own
kind of voices.
Cadence himself for sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. He chooses the cadences like listening to himself, not listening to others. And another one is like Skriptonite.
Skriptonite.
Maybe you
have
heard
cool.
of him, because like yes, it's like not Kryptonite, but like
Skriptonite. Yeah.
Yes. So he's a Kazakh rapper, but he also raps in Russian.
So
I advise you to listen to them. They're like really unique. They try to do something new.
Awesome, man.
Who do you listen to?
Dude, loaded question. I'm all over the place. Like I said, I'm very much into the rock scene and currently mm-hmm. in a rock band. So a lot of times I'm listening to old rock and roll, 70s, 80s, and 90s stuff, from Jimi Hendrix to Alice in Chains and in between. I have to study that stuff for my band, okay? Which pushes me as a guitarist to learn it all, because, gosh, I can play almost any of that for you. But...
Oh, even Jimi Hendrix like this.
Oh, dude. I couldn't flip the guitar and play it the other hand, but I can play all the songs. I'll tell you that right-handed.
That's cool.
So, how long have I been doing it? I've been playing guitar since I was 12, and I'm 26 now. So, good 14 years of being a musician. But let's see. Stuff I listen to, though, it's not just pigeonholed to rock. I have to listen to jazz exclusively for the piano. I'm on a jazz band on piano. So I listen to a lot of Coltrane, Miles Davis. I recommend you listen to these, too, because jazz and rap go hand in hand for the samples and stuff, okay?
Totally, yeah.
Jazz and funk specifically, like super sampled to make what is today rap, right?
Yeah.
So
soul
also. For sure. So I listen to a lot of John Coltrane, Miles Davis. I'm trying to think of my favorite saxophone player's name. Lester Young. Check out Lester Young, because those samples are
Lester Young.
Ooh, so good. Bill Evans on piano too. Tremendous. I listen to a lot of funk. I listen to a lot of funk, and you should check out this band, which is like the most oversampled band like that they use for hip hop tracks, is Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh,
P-Funk.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love them, bro. Love the P-Funk.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love them, bro. Love the catalogs there.
Even one artist like. He did an album called Funkadelic, I guess so. I'm not sure, but yeah. So yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah, Funkadelic did a self-titled album, right? And I think that's what you're thinking of. And,
yeah, maybe.
Parliament was its own band, and they were headed by George. I'm going to mess up the name. Everybody. All my viewers are going to be like, Chris, I can't believe you forgot his name. Parliament was its own band headed by George. And then there was another band called Funkadelic headed by George. And then eventually they combined into Parliament Funkadelic. And like were like a super group from basically the 60s to the 90s.
Oh, okay.
My favorite band of all time, by the way, I want you to know this. Is called the Grateful Dead. Have you ever heard of them?
Grateful Dead, no.
No. Okay. That's my favorite guitarist of all time. His name's Jerry Garcia. And they lasted from the mid-60s, like 1965, to 1995. And I want you to at least go listen to like one or two songs on your own time. So
yes,
you can
yes,
be like,
sure.
Oh, that's what Chris Davis likes? Oh, wow, that's weird. They're my favorite band of all time. I just wanted to see if you'd ever heard of them.
All right. I guess the Doors also, like, they mix rock scene with jazz scene. Like, I know that their drums were jazz, for example, and, like, he himself, Jim Morrison, he was singing, like, in a, like, rock star.
Yes,
way.
Totally. And he was one of the first to do, like, a low-tone rock scene, you know what I mean? But Grateful Dead and The Doors were both from San Francisco at about the same time. Actually, I'm going to get yelled at for that. I think The Doors were from L.A., but they were same time period, for sure, on getting started.
All right.
Let's see. I'm running out of questions for you. Anything? I should have done this at the very top of the hour. Tell these people where they can find you on social media and anywhere you want our viewers to go find you.
I'm actually everywhere. I'm pretty active on Instagram, like mostly, because it's the most convenient platform for me to post my music and like to talk about. And I upload a lot of photos to Pinterest because like I try to kind of do it like in a creative way. So it seems also like a nice platform for me. I post my music on YouTube and Spotify. Both of them are my favorites. Apple Music, Yandex Music, I don't know, like Deezer, Amazon, it's everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere, Google Music. I want you guys to go specifically to his YouTube and Spotify and subscribe for me, okay? Octave Draw.
Yes.
And I'll put a link to your channel in our description here too, guys. If you need to, you can go find it down there, all right?
Like recently we showed like many videos on YouTube, so like there you can find interesting stuff also, because like now I have like 3-4 like official good quality videos for now. Like this recent ones, like Poem to My Teacher, and there's one more, like Yeah Right. They're kind of like bonded with each other, connected with each other. So like both of them tell the same story, but in a, yeah, like with just two parts.
That's pretty cool, though. I did see the video for Poem for My Teacher, and while simple, super stylistically appealing. I really dug it, you know what I mean?
Also, it's very simple.
I wanted to say
like,
that.
People ask me, like, what's happening? Like, what should happen in the end? And I'm saying, just, like, watch the video and, like, our faces, like, how it changes. And, like, this girl near, she's an angel. Like, she doesn't exist. But for this guy, it feels like she existed and he wants to talk to her. But now he understands that, like, there is no such angel. And yeah, he just tries to
talk. And he finds that understanding towards the end. I do want to point out that the jacket you were wearing in that video, that's right behind you, right?
That's right here.
Yeah. Right here. Go watch that video, guys. Poem for My Teacher was the music that we opened with, and it's going to sound way better on his channel than it did on this episode. Okay, so go check it out. Anything else you want to throw in there for our interview section, buddy? I know you probably had a few things prepped. I want you to say, tell them anything and everything you want them to hear. Anything that you prepped that we didn't cover?
I would advise, yeah, to listen to both of the videos that I've created, because, like, these are my most recent works. I put a lot of effort for both of these songs. And, oh, there's one song called Sound of My Heartbeat. That's my personal favorite song. You know, like, every artist has his own, like, favorite song.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That, like, even other people can, like, not understand, like, why you like the song so much. But, like, for me, it's the most, like, personal and, like, my favorite song, because it's the style of the music that I want to do in the future, like, fully convert myself to this style, like, this very wavy, smooth, and calm music, like, but rap at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's the beauty of rap, but at the same time, more calm version of it. So yeah, it's made even, I will tell you, like, this song is made from the sound of the heart, some illness. I forgot the illness. And I had a friend, like, she sent me this voice of this, like, audio of this heartbeat. And I thought, oh, this sounds like a perfect beat part. And then, like, with my friend, we converted it to the beat, and that's how it went.
That's awesome. And so, what's it titled again? It's Sound of the Heart?
Sound of My Heartbeat.
That's so cool, dude.
Like, similar
you're
to
quite an artist. You're not just... I want to go ahead and rephrase. You're not just a rapper, bro. You are a true artist, and I appreciate
thank
that.
You, thank you for this. That's such a compliment, because sometimes rappers are shortcutted as, like, this dope, just, like, flow and spitting, like, some... Not about, like, deep stuff. Like, they just talk and talk, and I don't want to be shortcutted like this. So for me, this feels like a... Big compliment.
No problem, man.
Thank you.
And that's a huge compliment coming from me, too. Because you can be a musician, just like you can be a rapper and not be an artist. You can be a musician and not be an artist either. You know what I mean? You can just be in the music headspace, too, without an overarching picture of what you're trying to create brand-wise, idea-wise, whatever. You can be a tremendous musician and not a tremendous artist. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, you have to work on both of these things. Like, there are some people who are, like, extra talented. They're just not good in this marketing stuff. Like, they just don't dig deep in this part. So no one hears their music. But if they would, people would listen to them.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of bad, but... That's how it is.
You get in what you put in, though, too. You get out what you put in, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, totally. Like, you have to be active in every field, like, not only in doing music, but also in showing your music to other people. Because, like, I didn't know that, like, myself before, but I feel that it's very important, because otherwise you feel that, oh, people like don't get my music, don't listen to my music, what should I do? And it kind of lowers your like self-importance, self-confidence, yeah, self-worth, in doing these things.
Totally. It's a struggle, right? I feel like we're kind of getting into my section for tips and stuff. So I want to, real quick, thank you again for coming on, man. From the bottom of my heart, dude. I am so glad I met you and we got
to
talk.
Thank you for having
me. I feel like you, having been doing this since you were in sixth grade, have a decent amount of advice to give to budding musicians and people in general, okay? Because being an artist and spending so much time working it, a tremendous effort and should be inspirational to anybody. Yes.
Yeah.
So my first section, we're going to hop.
Yeah.
So my first section, we're going to hop into some of our tips, people. My first section of tips is called Tips for Surviving the Week. Now, this is for people who, like we said, maybe are having some problems with their self-worth this week, okay?
Yeah.
Or really struggling, man. And we've all struggled. I've definitely had my troubles and pitfalls, you know.
Lows.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me like one or two tips that help you get through a tough week?
I actually started meditating recently. Like, I meditated before, but I kind of stopped it. Because of this work and like university music, like the
your schedule fills up so much, and you don't find the time for it, right? But you gotta carve the time out. Can you tell me how you meditate?
I kind of focus on my breathing for like a set time on alarm, and I focus on the lower part of my stomach, and when I take a breath and inhale and exhale, I like focus here and try to accept all the thoughts that are coming, but not to listen to it. Just okay, like it's my thought, let me have it, and like just focus on the breathing and try to not just scrutinize, you know.
That's totally cool.
So yeah,
I think that's a great tip for people. I don't normally meditate myself, and so like just having somebody throw out how they meditate is kind of important to people to have, like, at least hear and think about how somebody else might want to meditate too.
Yeah.
So just focusing on the breathing and trying to eviscerate all things from your head, right? That's pretty cool. So meditation helps.
It helps, actually. Like, usually during the day, you have a lot of thoughts, you have a lot of problems to deal with, and when you meditate, you kind of get out of this for some time, and it helps you to solve these problems after. Like, because you need to get out for some time to come back, because, like, you cannot be in
constantly,
this forever, like, in this...
Constantly, dude.
Right
thinking
round,
about the
right
same
round,
negative
goes
stuff,
goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Then what I do. Also, I wouldn't advise, it just works for me. I don't like to, like, give advice, like, it will totally work for you, but that's how it works out for me. Like, I try to not do only one stuff, like, during the day. Try to mix it, because otherwise you can get tired of doing the same thing over and over. For example, music, like, there are, as you said, like, you even worked in different fields. So, like, sometimes you want to do singing, for example. Sometimes you want to mix and master your songs. Sometimes you want to worry and like solve the managing problems, like your promoting stuff. Sometimes there are other things, like you want to meet with friends, you want to chill for some time. Then you have this money thing, like you have to solve this problem also. So I kind of jump every time from one to another during the day, or set it like, for example, for 6 hours I'll do music, then I will focus on friends because I did too much today, for example. And the next day I will solve another problems. just not to do it like all at once, because otherwise you get like shocked by the amount of work you have to do.
Yeah, it could be quite overwhelming, right?
So yes, you can get tired very quickly.
That's totally cool. Being able, so diversifying your schedule up enough and assigning a time to do one thing at a time.
Yes.
That's the big thing you're saying here.
And our money also, because money is kind of a problem always. Like when you don't have money, you cannot think of deeper stuff. Like all you worry about is money. So for me, you need to first solve this problem to get into a like deeper state of mind.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And what solves that, buddy? Establishing a solid work ethic from the get-go.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Being a professional in this.
And guys, you can diversify how you're making your money and still have a good work ethic. I want to say that because I want to take what you were just saying, how you don't want to do the exact same thing every single day. I don't do the exact same thing every day. In fact, I mean, I teach music, right? I do the podcast. I also have my own lawn company because, like, what I mean by lawn companies, I'll go mow lawns, dude. I'm not above it. I got, like, 10, and that keeps me afloat. You know why? Because it lets me do all of this stuff that I enjoy, that I can put my time into and feel like I'm creating something that's going to outlast me. You know what I mean? Whether it's my music.
What kind of work is this? Like, I didn't get this fully.
I'll go mow lawns, which here in the States, a lawn, L-A-W-N, is the grass outside your house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll go cut lawns, like, during the week, and I don't do it every single day. I'll pick 2 days, go cut 5 at a time, you know? But that income, that financial income, right, allows me to focus on the podcast, allows me to focus on the bands, allows me to keep this teaching job and not worry about it. Because teachers, you know, teachers don't get paid great here in the States, you know. So.
Oh, even the music teachers.
No, even the music teachers.
That's interesting.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Well, that's how you dealt with it, actually. Like, you did the same thing. You diversified like your music and earning. You solved this problem with earning, and now you can fully focus on music because, like, you don't think a lot, like, you don't think a lot about earning because you do it already.
Right. And it doesn't take up all of my time, thank God. Right. You know what I mean? I can do it
it's
2 to 3 days.
Also, like, cutting the grass, like, it must be very
nice.
Meditating.
I can't really listen to music while I'm doing it because it's so loud. So it is a really meditative thing. It's like an hour of me thinking about whatever I need to think about or figure out while I'm doing it. It's pretty cool. Or I'm just focusing on the lines, baby. And then I'm not thinking about anything. And then it's true meditation, right? Focusing on just keeping it straight.
Do you go out to nature often? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big nature guy. I like hiking. I used to love camping. Love that all the time.
That's cool.
And hey guys, if you need, this will be our last tip for surviving the week. If you need a pick me up this week, you need to get out of the gutter, you're feeling a little rough, take a walk. Go find a park, a public park, and take a nice little like 30 minute hike at least, you know? A little bit of vitamin D from the sun, a little bit of fresh air.
Totally.
Get out, baby. Let's do a different section. This is called Tips for Musicians and Music Lovers, okay? So we'll focus on the musicians and the artists, okay, since I got you here with me. I'll start this one. Tip number one for all musicians. We do the same tip number one for this every week, and it's keep practicing. Whether you're a musician or not, whatever you're trying to get better at, you got to keep practicing to get there, okay?
Totally. Many people focus on doing promoting stuff, and they start to care less about actually what they're
what
doing
promoting.
The music part.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Every time you do something, too, it's practice for the next time you do it. So even promoting, too. I know on my part, promoting gets daunting, and you never feel like you get out of it what you put into it when you're doing it all independently, right? I'll say this, though. It's all practice. keep doing it, and it'll get better. Just like anything, just like me learning guitar. The more I practice, the quicker I get it, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you will get the fruits anyway. In some way, you will feel it after. That's like it worked out.
Totally. So, that's, I have to throw that out there. Good practice time is 20 to 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, guys, at a minimum. So.
Minimum. Exactly.
If I sit down to practice my instrument, too, if I sit down with the idea I'm sitting down for just 20 minutes, I'm going to play for 40 minutes because I'm going to lose myself while I'm playing and have fun. You know what I mean? So, you, how about a couple tips for musicians from you, buddy?
I would say, yeah, focus. First of all, focus on what you are, like, on your mission. You're, like, if you're a musician, your mission is to make good music. And focus, first of all, on that. And the second thing is to find people, actually, who will focus on their field. For example, like, how would I say, like, beat makers, for example. You have to look for the person who does beats and who is good at this. Then, like, there should be another person who is good in the stuff that he has to do. For example, like, the same, like, promoting stuff, like, right. Or videographer guy.
Or booking.
Like, just look for the people. Make a good surrounding for yourself. That would be, like, best advice for me. Because otherwise you get tired very quickly, and it's bad for your energy. Like, you get burned out really quick.
So surround yourself with professionals, too, okay?
With people who love what they do. That's the main thing, because you can feel their energy.
Not just professionals, but people who are, like, enthused and just in love with what they do. That's what you need. Because they'll make you fall in love with what you do because you're not doing the extra stuff anymore. That's tremendous. That's some of the best advice I've ever gotten on this podcast, by the way. I want to throw that out there to you.
Thank you. Even Mick Jagger, I guess he told that. Like, he told that, like, I'm a musician, I will focus on my music, and I will do only this. Like, I will write down the lyrics, and I will try my best to sing it right. And other guys, they should do their work as professional as I do it in my field.
I would say Mick Jagger is the ultimate professional.
Yes, yes.
I hear stories, even on that last tour where they did the South American tour here, like maybe right before COVID really hit. Mick Jagger was booking all of the airplane tickets. Yeah, which goes a little bit against what you were just saying, but that's because he obsesses about his business. He obsesses about his band, and that is his business for sure. Mm. I recommend looking into more on Mick Jagger. He is tremendous. I don't think I'd ever want to meet him necessarily. But you could learn a lot from that guy. I don't know, man. I think it's so important that if you're going to be an artist, if you're going to be a rock star, as they say, that you're a rock star on stage and you're humble off stage. Okay?
Exactly.
And you appreciate that people came and even listened to your music. You know what I mean? I feel like he might have lost that a little bit, but the stuff you could learn from that guy is tremendous, though. I'm not bad-mouthing him at all. You know what I mean? But I always want to surround myself with people who remember that, who they are, too. And this is my last tip for musicians and music lovers. Surround yourself with people who are humble, courteous, and kind. Actually, I've said this before. I want you to know this, too, because you may not have heard this before. A savage, in my book, our definition on music and motivation of what a savage is somebody who's got love, loyalty, and respect in their heart, okay?
Yeah.
And those are the people I want to surround myself with, okay? We're going to throw humble on that list, too, but those are the kind of people I want to surround myself with, too.
Like, don't look for people or don't hang out with people that think, like, if I do this stuff, I'm above people.
Yeah,
Like, that's the worst thing. And it works, like, worse for them also.
It they doesn't help
thinking,
them.
Like, I'm the best, and lose themselves at the end.
I'll tell you this. For guitarists, it's very easy to get in that headspace, that ego-driven, I'm better than, oh, I can play better than, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got out of it when I became a teacher, because I had to teach so many different varied skill levels on guitar that I was just like, yo, is the kid that's having way more fun than anybody but doesn't know how to play really worse than the kid who really knows how to shred but is just upset and pissed off and doesn't even like playing anymore? Who's to say, man? And who's more fun to play with, too? So exactly. It makes me respect it's all different. Levels.
Different for everyone. It's the same thing with rappers, actually. Like, most of the rappers, they can have a really big ego. Like, I'm not talking, of course, about all of them, but it can seem so, at least.
Yeah.
Like, they're having a big ego, and they can think, like, I'm doing the best stuff right now. And after that, they will start doing, like, lower quality stuff like art.
Even if they were really good before that, when they get to that ego driven I'm better than everybody, I'm the best rapper alive today, that's a lot to live up to, Jack.
Yeah,
you know, so don't pigeonhole yourself there. Give yourself room to grow and give yourself room to hang with people, you know.
And also, I don't understand, like, it's not a competition to be the best. Like, like, artists especially, they show themselves, like, they are not, they shouldn't compete with others. They should just, like, express themselves. And, like, if each person is expressing himself, how this can be a, like, competition? They're just showing who they are.
Exactly.
So I kind of don't understand this thing.
I don't, me neither, man. And this is our tip for you guys. Lose the ego early. It'll help you grow so much better, okay? Now, a couple...
And also, I would advise also to be individual. Like, if you are, like, an artist of one genre, don't focus on one thing. And also, like, be very smart about, like, doing different kind of stuff. Like, don't... like, frame yourself with doing only music, like, be interested in different kinds of stuff, and then you will be able to tell more to people, because you will have more experience, and you will be alive. Like, be a person, like...
Be a person, do stuff, guys, come on, yeah.
Yes, do stuff,
exactly. Push yourself out of your comfort zone, and do stuff that you never imagined you'd do, okay? You'll thank us later, for sure.
Like... I'm really interested, for example, in psychology, not this pop psychology, like this deeper stuff, like Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, like Bugenthal, James Bugenthal, Irvin Yalom.
The formation, like, of modern psychology and its contributors. Yeah, I feel you. So, like, Freud.
Sorry,
Jung,
I didn't hear you.
I'm following you. I'm just...
Oh, yeah. This stuff that you learn from there gives you a lot of, like, thoughts. Like, it's like soul food. And you take that, you, like, eat that, and then you can write something new. There's, like, subconscious mind, for example, played a huge role in my songs for this recent times, because it makes you think a lot.
I could see how influence, like, Poem to My Teacher, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
With that music video, especially.
Like, you cannot have this, straight point of what's going on. Like, you have to be very abstract and, like, try to push yourself out from this frames and just, like, play with the images that come to your head. And that's how you can understand these things.
Bro, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's switch segments up a little bit. We gave these guys a whole lot of tips for today, and I think we did great there. I want to hear a couple of albums that have really inspired you, man. I always do this segment towards the end called Albums of the Week. And I want to open it up to you to throw out any albums that have inspired you. Or you could start with one of your albums, too. Like, throw out, like, the album title so they can...
I actually want to hear the same thing from you. I would be glad to hear the albums like that worked out from you for you very well. Actually, right now I'm working on an album. It will be my first album because before I was afraid to release any albums or mixtapes. I was kind of going by singles and singles. The most impactful albums for me were At Long Last A$AP by A$AP Rocky.
Yeah,
it's I don't know if you heard of it, but like it has a really famous song LSD on it, which is like great. It's something new to the rap, and he had a lot of good songs there. Like, and I was 15 during listening to this, and I was so happy because like it was something new finally. Like. Some new kind of feelings. Then I listened to a lot of Mac Miller, like rest in peace. Like I was really sad when he passed away.
Yeah.
Like his first album, I recently discovered it. It's called Blue Slide Park, and. I don't know, like, I don't understand why it's not this popular. Like, it has this unique sound. Like, it's so fresh. Even if you listen to it now, it feels like a new album. Amine's recent album, but not album, it's a mixtape, 2.5. It's also, like, a good piece of work. By Radiohead, Kid A, and his, like, 2016 album. I don't remember the name, but it was recorded in 2016. A lot of their songs, like, they are really impactful. Than what I have. Men on the Moon by Kid Cudi. Like, nice. It's perfect stuff.
Yeah, that's a good
I love
album
it a lot,
right there.
All three parts. Especially the second part, the saddest part, but I don't know. It resonates with me a lot also.
That's super cool. That's super cool.
Did you listen to any of it?
I've listened to the Kid Cudi one, but that's why I ask each guest that comes on to throw out a couple for me to go listen to, okay?
Oh, that's cool.
And I'll say, you know how I said I do like all those solo episodes too? I throw out albums on each one of those. I'll throw out maybe two or three on this one right now. I'm going to try to think of some rap albums here that really impacted me. Specifically, how can I say this? The Chronic, okay. The Chronic, Dr. Dre. Yeah. I'm big into that scene. I'm a more a West Coast guy, for sure. Dog Pound, Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
The OG. And then Snoop Dogg's 7 Days of Funk. Okay. And I think this is when you know how Snoop Dogg has gone through different phases? You know, he went through the gangster rap. He did Snoop Lion for a while, went reggae. Here he was in his funk phase, where he was exploring my favorite band, Parliament Funkadelic, a little bit. Getting super into the... Oh, I can't believe I'm forgetting George's last name. But he was going by Snoopzilla at the time. And
Snoopzilla
was his the artist name on this album, and it's again.
Okay. I thought it's Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoopzilla. I thought like yeah, this name also.
Kind of like how he changed his name to Snoop Lion.
Lion, yes.
When he did the reggae whatever stuff. So this is 7 Days of Funk by Snoop Dogg, and that is a golden album. That is one that I will listen to every song on the album, and I'm like genius. Genius, dude.
He's a very versatile artist. Like, Snoop Dogg is very versatile.
I love Snoop.
You know, some artists, like, they stuck up in one phase, but he went from one phase to another. Because, like, he wasn't a gangster rapper when he became already rich. Like, he couldn't sing about this stuff because he wasn't living through that. So he changed himself. Then he changed himself again and again. And it's interesting to watch him.
Yeah, and I mean, it just, again, I think the theme of this episode is don't pigeonhole yourself into one tunnel vision as to what you want to do, right? Be open to jumping and doing new things and being an interesting human being, right? And I think Snoop Dogg is a great... Snoop Dogg is a great just example of that, you know? So.
Yes. He's into NFTs now, even.
NFTs. Like, I'm trying.
He tries to be new every time.
Yeah, I saw an article a few weeks back that was like, try to buy digital real estate next to Snoop Dogg. And like on the whatever Facebook Meta, I guess what they're selling digital, whatever. That's beyond me, dude. It's beyond me. I like to focus on the music stuff. I had one other thing I wanted to throw out there, too. And I just forgot, totally. Dude, I want to thank you again, Octay.
The Chronic.
Oh, I know. I said my favorite band of all time is the Grateful Dead, right? The album I recommend everybody listen to start getting into them is called Europe 72.
Okay. Europe 72.
And it's a live album. It's from 1972 when they came and toured Europe. So all of the tracks on there were from live shows. So it's worth checking out. I'd say the Grateful Dead was best as a live band, so it's a good starting place. Okay, I recommend you check them out.
I'll ask for you for the names after the podcast because I really want to listen to all of it.
Sounds good, buddy. Okay, we're towards the end of our episode. I want you one last time. Go ahead. Tell these people one more time where they can find you, where they can find your music, and where you want them to go to subscribe, follow you.
As I said, YouTube, Instagram are the places where I'm most active. You can stream my songs on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, everywhere. On every streaming platform, I'm in there. So... yeah, I'm in on Twitter everywhere.
Awesome. Go check him out. That's my man. Octay Draws. His single poem to my teacher is out now. Go check it out. And, dude, thank you so much for coming on with me today. It has been a blast.
Thank you.
Like I said, I will send you this episode for you to clip up and throw on your YouTube, too. And, bro.
You kind of do this in the morning.
Yeah, it is the morning where I am at, because I got to work. I go into work about 3 every day. I work from 3 p.m. to 9 for the teaching job, and then I'll do those lawns in the morning if I need to. But that also gives me time to do podcasts and other stuff, too. So.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. Like, you start your day with an interesting thing.
And then end it doing kind of medial stuff. I know. I should switch it around sometimes. So I don't get stuck in a given schedule. You know what I mean? Doing the same schedule every day. So
being a human again.
You continue being an awesome human being too, bro. I've enjoyed meeting
you. Thank
you. You have a great rest of your
day. I wish we'll hang out. When I come to America, maybe.
Dude, if you come to America, I better be the first person you hit up, okay? Because I got a room for you. We got a place to stay. And I'm out in St. Louis, Missouri, okay? Which St. Louis isn't, like, one of the biggest towns in America. But it's got the Gateway Arch, which is the arch to the west. And be happy to show you around the town anytime you want.
Thank you. Is it a nice place to live?
It is a nice place to live, I'd say. A lot of people say it isn't, and I would disagree with them. It is very nice, and the people are very nice, and the weather is the only rough thing. We have 3 rivers here that go through the town, so it is humid as you could cut the air with a knife. It's so humid. It's pretty.
All right, yeah, humidity works out the worst. Like, you get sweaty every time, and it's not comfortable.
Yeah, and we got a bit of a heat wave going on right now, so it's like 102 degrees with 99% humidity. Oh my God, it's terrible. So I'm grateful to be inside a cool studio, kicking it with you, man. So
you have a nice studio. Yes, I see that.
It's what it is. It's homemade. We're at my house.
Oh, it's inside your house. That's yes, cool.
In fact, here, a good thing we can end the episode off with is...
Oh, you have a cat.
Yep.
That's nice. Is he a male or a female?
Oh, he's a male. His name is Oscar, and he's awesome. And he was sleeping the whole episode, so.
I have a cat also, but I was afraid to call him for a room in the room because, like, cats sometimes they can destroy everything.
Yeah, totally. He's a kid.
And he's a big boy.
He is a big guy. I think he weighs about 16 pounds. He's heavy. He's a fat old American cat for you. Stop eating McDonald's. So, Octane.
That's cool.
Thank you again for coming on, bro. You have a tremendous rest of your day. And I will send you this. I'll send you all of the links to where this is at, as well as the file itself, okay?
Of course, yes. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Sounds good, buddy. Hey, have a good rest of your night, and I will talk to you later, all right?
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem,
bye,
buddy.
See ya.
See ya, buddy. All right, episode is...
Finished. Oh, man. That was perfect. I really like that.
Yeah, man. You're an awesome guest. Thank